Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. As North Bay approaches its 100th anniversary as a city, a series of events are set to unfold throughout 2025 to celebrate this significant milestone. Jeff Fournier, the chair of the Municipal Heritage Committee, recently sat down with Lisa Boivin on the podcast, To North Bay with Love, to discuss the plans for the upcoming year and delve into some intriguing aspects of North Bay's century-long history. According to Fournier, while the celebrations will span the entire year of 2025, the actual anniversary date of North Bay's founding is April 14. He explained, "It was in 1925 that we became a city. Before that, we were a town." He also highlighted an interesting historical tidbit, noting, the steam engine, the Lucy Dalton, rolled into town once the Canadian Pacific Railway laid the rails in 1882. So, North Bay has been a place that people have lived and visited for over 100 years. He adds, "We are on the lands that were part of the traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg Nation, so people have been in this area for thousands of years. But in 2025 we are celebrating the founding of North Bay becoming a city." He says the founding father and mother were John and Jeannie Ferguson. "I talk about both of them because Jeannie was not just a spouse but a significant figure in her own right, taking over the estate and proving to be an astute businesswoman after John's death." Fournier says the Ferguson home once stood on the property now occupied by the Knights Inn on Main Street West. Originally, this location was home to the Ascot Hotel, built by former Mayor Merle Dickerson, who acquired the property and demolished the Ferguson House despite it being willed to the city. He says these are just some of the stories that have and will continue to shape North Bay over the next century, and the festivities will begin on New Year's Eve. Every year the city has the family's first festival celebration at Memorial Gardens, which will usher us into the centennial year. Our committee is going to have a booth at that event, and we'll be able to give more information about the events coming up. Born and raised in North Bay, Fournier's roots in the area run deep, with his family having been here since the 1920s. He expressed immense pride in his role with this event. Fournier is the chair of the Community Outreach Subcommittee, one of three subcommittees of the overall Centennial Committee, which is chaired by Mayor Peter Chirico. Fournier says, "What we're really trying to do is encourage people to make it a citywide initiative as opposed to a city hall initiative." He emphasized the broad involvement from the community, noting, "So many organizations are involved. For example, the DeVetti Club, the Dion Quince Museum, and the Aviation Center are all running events." He added, "There will be some new things coming in last minute because we've kept a little bit of money aside, just in case something does come in that we didn't expect." For more information, Fournier recommends visiting the city's website, where a dedicated centennial section provides a calendar of events and applications for grants. When asked about the size of the committee, Fournier explained, "The mayor is the head of the committee and he's 100% behind this. There are about 30 to 35 people on the committee, representing all walks of life, from the university and college, First Nations, the city, and various organizations like the Chamber of Commerce." He also shared his personal enjoyment of the collaborative process, highlighting the harmony and productivity of the committee. "It's probably one of the most enjoyable committees I've ever been a part of. Everybody has been getting along really well, so I'm quite pleased and I enjoy going." See related, Centennial logo for North Bay unveiled. Fournier mentioned that the planning began to pick up steam late last year, with the first meetings held between October and November. "We have the pins available, and if you go to the website people can order pins and t-shirts with the Centennial logo." The logo, designed by a Canadore College student, was an early and important part of the process. See also, City, local business team up to keep Centennial merch costs low. Fournier highlighted another important aspect of the celebration, recognizing community members who will be 100 years or older during 2025. "We're hoping that people who reach 100 years old will come forward, and we'll ensure that they get some kind of recognition and hopefully invite them to some of the events," he said. He encouraged anyone with a neighbor or relative turning 100 to contact the city, specifically Lacey Stevens, who is heading the Centennial Committee from the city's perspective. C. Celebrating centenarians for North Bay's centennial. Fournier pointed to his Facebook page as evidence of the community's love for reminiscing and recognizing local history. "I have a history page group called A Bit of the Bay on Facebook," he said. The group, which has nearly 21,000 members, showcases pictures and stories of North Bay's past, including historic landmarks and notable figures like the first doctor in town, Archibald McMurchie. He expressed pride in the group's growth and the community's interest in history, stating, "I do it myself. I don't get anything from it except for the satisfaction of knowing that I'm educating people and they're educating me. I've learned a lot from people and met many individuals with extensive knowledge. It's amazing some of the minds we have out there and the memories they hold." Fournier concluded by expressing his excitement for the centennial celebration and encouraging everyone to participate. "I'm looking forward to the celebration and we're hoping everybody will embrace it and come out to events. If anyone has an idea, even at the 11th hour, that's fine. We have the whole year, so don't hesitate to share your ideas. If you have a story idea for Rooted, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.